That was Vancouver, BC's The Jolts with Bloody Eye Socket, bringing us into volume 59 of The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com. We have another great show for you here today. It's going to be a little bit shorter than the two-hour programs that we've been putting out in the past little while. We're going to probably keep this under an hour, but we are going to pack that hour full of some great punk rock and punk rock interviews right here on The Grind. Why? Why is this all happening, you might ask? Well, I'm doing the show earlier than I normally would, so that we can have a show this week, because I, as I'm voicing this right now, need to pack and leave in a few hours for a massive road trip into Winnipeg, Manitoba, to catch a whole buttload of great punk rock concert action going on. We're going to catch up with the Bouncing Souls Youth Brigade, Off With Their Heads, and St. Alvia on one night. And then on the second night, we will be catching up with our buddy Brian, the Canuck, in A Wilhelm Scream. They are playing Winnipeg along with The Riot Before, The Artist Life, and opening for the whole shindig. Great local band, local to Winnipeg. We've had them on the show before. High Five Drive. Really excited for that. And then we'll do what we normally do and bring back some interviews and some footage as well for you, The Grind listener. So let's get right into what we have on the show today. We'll be talking to Crowley from the ska punk band Ghetto Blaster. We're going to get him on the phone in just a little bit. Then also we're going to hear the third and final of Mark's European adventures. Mark, our good buddy from Ottawa, was fortunate enough to take a trip to Europe and brought a digital recorder along and sat down with some really great punk rock bands from all over Europe. We've heard the two of them in the previous shows. In today's show, Mark is in Budapest, Hungary, and he's talking to a melodic pop punk band by the name of Reflected. Some great stuff coming from these guys. So we're going to have that following the chat with Crowley from Ghetto Blaster, and then we're going to round the show out with some music that came off of a new compilation that arrived in my mailbox just a few days ago, and we'll only just touch on it in this show. In shows to come, we'll talk about it a little bit more. Let's get right to it. This is Toronto, Ontario's Ghetto Blaster with Strapped With Bombs.
Strapped with bombs, don't care who I hit, cause I'll kill you all. I'm making all your soldiers go AWOL. Shoot them in the knees and make them crawl. Hiding in a cave with my AK-47. Got 40 fortune waiting for me up in heaven. Born and raised killer, I'm made for this. Turn yourself the box, little bitch resist. Sent overseas, deployed, you better don't care who's inside. Even if it's the children, animal, I feel no shame. As I see your face and I feel no pain. Back to the end, time it feels right for a genocide. What you gonna do when it burns blood? Brought it on to stand up and fight. We all done it right.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Grind on punkradiocast.com. That track that we heard right there, Strapped With Bombs, Ghetto Blaster from Toronto, Ontario. And on the line we have a guitarist and vocalist from the band, Crowley. How the hell are you doing today, man?
I'm doing really fucking awesome, man. How about you?
Sweet deal. I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's getting that much closer to the weekend, so.
Really. Yeah, man. I've actually been I've been watching some videos. My good buddies, The Good Times, were on there.
Oh, yeah.
Interview with you guys.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny to watch.
I love when we can actually hook up with people in person and shoot some video and have some good times.
Oh, yeah, man.
Speaking of videos, you have a new video that's you guys posted online recently.
Yeah, yeah. I put up a rough copy like yesterday. I just put up a new version, actually, today.
Yeah? I'll have to check
it out. People were saying, I was trying to get like some feedback from people, seeing what they were saying. They thought the pictures in the chorus was kind of a little bit cheesy, I guess. So I kind of went in, put some more footage in. So now it's up on our YouTube and ready to go.
Sweet deal. So what's your YouTube site if people want to check that out right now?
I'm pretty sure it's Ghetto Blaster TO. Okay. Like most of our other stuff.
Sweet deal.
I'm not too sure, though.
We'll most likely have a link up on the Grinds MySpace page for you as well.
True.
Right on. So some big news with Ghetto Blaster in the last little while. You guys have some changes, some lineup changes?
Yeah. We've went in and kind of, we had a little situation.
Uh-oh.
Had to get solved a little bit, but shit's going really well now.
Nice.
We feel right now our lineup's, like, we have the perfect dynamic right now. Ian just brings that energy. I don't know what it is. I just had practice. We're just more inspired, and our live show's just a lot tighter now. And you know, Neil, it's unfortunate with Neil because he was a core part of the band.
Mm-hmm.
Still a really good friend of ours, so I don't really want to go into details of what really happened because I'd rather, you know, he's here to give you his side of the story.
Exactly.
Shit.
Band stuff is always kind of like there's that thing that, you know, it's that thing in the background that just sort of sits there and, you know,
yeah,
stuff happens, but glad you guys are still hanging out and that kind of stuff. What's he up to now? Is he working on something new?
Neil, actually, he went back to his old band, Oequal, and we're actually playing a show with them October 20th.
Yeah, I saw some stuff about that. You recently changed the date on that?
We were going to do a show October 6th. It's a different show, but we felt it would be better, you know, since the shows are so close together.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that might come out October 6th won't come out October 20th, so
yeah.
We thought we would just, you know, do October 20th because we're playing with our good friends, you know, Charlotte Swallows.
Yeah.
And just, I'm really stoked to see Noequal play again because it's been a long time. Supposedly they got a lot of new songs, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Sweet deal. That should be a good night.
Oh, no doubt.
Now, also, besides just member changes and that kind of stuff, there's a new label involved with you guys now.
Oh, yeah. Me and my good buddy Chris, who's in Charlotte Swallows, we decided in Ontario there aren't really that many DIY record collectives
mm-hmm.
for bands out here, so we decided, you know, we'd start up our own thing. And it's called Unknown Records. And basically, it's no signings, no contracts, none of that shit. Just straight up, if you're good music and you want to get on, you can send us a demo. And if we like your stuff, we'll try and promote you to the best that we can.
Right on. Now, where can people go to get hooked up with that? MySpace.com/Unknown Records?
Unknown Records, O-N.
O-N, all right.
Ontario, yep.
Sweet. And any big things in the works for that right now?
Actually, yeah. We just got a whole bunch of bands on. My Own Religion, amazing band
cool.
from Scotland. Split Side, Bang Bang Cocktail, and we have a compilation coming out September 30th.
Nice.
Which, it's going to be free for download, so everyone out there, it's 23 bands from all over the world, so people can check that out.
That's pretty wicked.
Just right now, I mean, like, we're just trying to promote our CD the best we can. It came out a little while ago, but, you know, we're trying to get as many shows going, trying to get that out there for people, and hopefully, we've been talking with Ian a bit. I mean, like, it's not 100%. Down yet, but we want to try and get back into the studio
mm-hmm.
In the winter to record a full length with Ian, maybe do a couple of the old songs over again, because like all our old songs, we've kind of put a new twist on them.
Yep.
I think people might hopefully want to hear it. I'm looking forward to the new stuff that we're pumping out. I mean, live it's getting good feedback, and I think recorded it would sound pretty good.
I've heard some great stuff. You guys have a really live great live set, lots of energy there.
Yeah, man, like, especially now, I mean, with Ian, just, he brings ridiculous, like, presence on stage, and it's just kind of weird for me, because I'm not used to doing vocals, like, all the time,
mm-hmm.
so now doing lead vocals, you're kind of glued to the microphone, so it's harder to jump around and stuff, but since Ian's right next to me, you know, he's, like, one of those little wind-up monkeys.
It just goes so hard. You guys have a pretty good good following over in Europe as well.
Oh, yeah, that's I think that's the one thing that I'm probably most proud of, is the fact that, you know, we've met some really awesome bands and talked to them over there, and they've helped promote us. And feedback we get from over there is awesome. It seems most of our feedback comes from either Europe or the States. not so much here in Toronto.
Do you find that frustrating? Hey, like in your local scene where you guys physically are, there's not as much support as in other places.
Yeah, man. Just like what I was talking about last time, Toronto's not the best place for this stuff. I mean, like I've talked to bigger venues and been like, yeah, you know what, we'd be down to play. But
yeah.
Lately they're just saying, you know, no one around here really wants to hear punk ska anymore.
They're
not about that shit anymore. It's really sad. You know?
Yeah, that's not a good state of affairs.
No, it's really not.
But you know, everything is kind of cyclical. So you've got the people that are completely still into it who will still be showing up, and maybe you don't need the people that wouldn't so much be into it.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, like anyone who shows up, like we'd rather people show up who really care about it and really support the scene. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
Some people just come out because it's a Friday night in Toronto and there's nothing to do. Don't really care about the bands or anything like
that. Just a soundtrack to drink to, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, just like I said before, I mean, most of the good shows are out of town. And we've actually been going to, we finally got out to Montreal a couple weekends ago to play with our good buddies Broken Culture. And they know what they're doing out there, that's for sure. Montreal scene is really good.
Nice.
Really, really good. But we want to try and make our way out west at some point, maybe do like Calgary, Edmonton, stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd hopefully. Be wicked, man. Let me know if you're when you're coming out west, and we'll hook something up for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure, man.
Sweet deal. Well, anything else you want to get out there before we wrap it up and get on with some more music?
Just keep supporting. Support your scene. If you don't support your scene, there isn't going to be a scene.
So, that is very, very true. We need more people thinking that way.
If all bands in the scene can help each other out, our scene will do a lot better. So you know, do what you can.
Great advice. Well, thank you very much, man. You have yourself a good weekend, and we will catch you later.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, you too. Peace.
Freeze! Just back it up against the wall. You heard him. Back it up. Don't make us put some pain on you.
Pain? How dare you use that word?
He's got pins in his head.
What you think causes pain is only a shadow. Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen. I am pain.
Got me free, got me fine, got me fucked up. Just wait for the time to be right. I'm walking down the street, swooping out my enemies. And every street, they're all to me. You cannot hide, you cannot play. Give out and bring your boys. You're all just fucking toys. I don't think that you feel me. The things that fit on me. Come on, and what you gonna do? You can't mess with a TV crew. I don't think that you feel me. The things that fit on me. Come on, and what you gonna do? You can't mess with a TV crew. Rip to your face. You're a fucking disgrace. Stay with your boy. But I'll get my weapon of choice. Rip to your face. You're a fucking disgrace. Stay with your boy. But I got my weapon of choice. Then I'm gonna come to law and pass out the law. With a broken child and the alcohol. Finally next to me, I've got no memory. Through the booze on my face, it's time to attack. And I know that my crew always has my back. I've got my baby back. My brain is fucking snapped. I don't think that you feel me. The face is fit at least. Come on, and what you gonna do? You can't mess with the TV crew. I don't think that you feel me. The face is fit at least. Come on, and what you gonna do? You can't mess with the TV crew. Rip to your face. You're a fucking disgrace. Stand with your boy. But I got my weapon of choice. Rip to your face. You're a fucking disgrace. Stand with your boy. Rip to your face. You're a fucking disgrace. Stand with your boy. When I got my weapon drawn. Rip to your face. You're a fucking disgrace. Stand with your boy. When I got my weapon drawn. Can't debate anymore. I'm alive before I chose a screen.
love that stuff. That was Ghetto Blaster, Weapon of Choice, and that's coming off of their 8-track debut EP that they released earlier this year. And on that song, we also heard Chet from the Stupid Stupid Henchmen, lending some talent to the Ghetto Blaster sound. Like Crowley said, if you're in the Toronto area and you think that a lot more could be done with your scene, call people up, contact, get in touch, and just do it. Do it yourself, that's a lot of times what you have to do. Up next, we have our Hungarian interview with Mark from Ottawa. But first, this is Popcorn.
Hi, I'm Greg.
I'm Martin.
Hi, I'm Ben.
From the band Reflected. And you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Hey, this is Mark reporting for The Grind on punkradiocast.com. I'm currently in amazing Budapest, Hungary with some of the members of Reflected. So guys, please say your name again and what instrument do you play in the band?
Hey, I'm Greg. I play guitars and lead vocals.
Hey guys, I'm Marty and I play drums.
Hi, I'm Ben. I play bass.
So guys, how did Reflected start off as a band?
Well, originally it was just three of us. We listened to the same kind of music, the same bands like Blink 182, The Offspring. So we started to jam together. Then we wrote a couple of original songs. We found a couple of places, venues where we could play shows, and that was it. Basically, just like any other punk bands.
Sweet. Recently, you had a tour. How did that go? And how was the experience?
Yeah, it was amazing. We went to Europe. We played two shows in Germany and three shows in France. It was really special for us. It was rewarding. People were interested in our music. They came to our shows and they bought all our merchandise. So we felt like rock stars for a week.
Yeah, sure. Great.
Was those countries like, some of the best in Europe you find, like for shows?
I don't know. We've only been to Germany and France, so we can compare
with
other countries, but it was absolutely amazing.
So guys, you have your most recent album distributed in Japan with the help of In Your Face Records as well as World Records in the USA. How is that for you guys to have help from those two markets in the world, and have you had any responses so far?
Yeah, that's like a dream come true. I've never ever dreamt of having my own record distributed in those countries. I mean, USA and Japan. It's just amazing. One of our biggest dreams is to actually go there and play a couple of shows. But we haven't got enough money for that yet.
For an average punk listener, please describe Reflected's sound.
Very difficult to describe. It's pretty melodic. I would say The Offspring, Sum 41. What do you think, Marty?
Yeah, our main goal is to always write vocals that are catchy. So mainly, we would say it's melodic punk rock. We have some metal parts too, but
it's melodic pop punk rock.
But in general, I see like your music really being open to a lot of the different styles.
Yeah, I think
it's really,
so.
It being catchy really opens a lot of windows.
I think so, yeah.
Like a dream.
So guys, please talk about a funny band story that you've had on tour and in the jam room or anywhere.
Well, there was this one time when we played in a shitty little club and the electricity came to my guitar and I had an electric shock and I spent the next day in the hospital. Looking back, it's pretty funny, but I wasn't laughing then. And after the next day, I bought a wireless system.
What bands would you recommend in the Hungarian punk scene as well as the European scene?
From the Hungarian scene, we would recommend Szükség Állapot, which means state of emergency, something like that. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good. They mix punk rock with metal.
Sweet.
You guys definitely got to check it out. And from the European scene, we would recommend My Favorite Weapon from Germany. They're very good. And from France, Les Trois Fromages, the Three Cheese, Oxygen, and No Starway. There's a lot of good bands in France.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome. A lot of good French punk bands as well that a lot of people should listen to, I found.
Definitely.
France, especially the bands you toured with.
Yeah.
So how do you market your music in your country? I know you guys were saying that punk CDs are not sold here, so what are other options for you guys?
You know, this is a small country with just a few music televisions or radios. So we have to do all our promotion online on myspace.com/reflectedpunkrock. And we have an official website too, www.reflected.hu, if you want to check that out.
Yeah, and radio channels in Hungary don't play punk rock music, nor do television channels. So it's basically all online promotion.
Yeah, and we try to play a lot of shows all over the country to show what we do for a lot of people.
Any good responses so far from the shows, like from fans? Like a lot of positive stuff, like any
yeah, they demand drumsticks and
that's awesome, yeah.
Picks. They buy a lot of and t-shirts.
I think there are more and more people coming every year. Yeah.
So you're getting more of a fan base the more you play shows in and around?
Slowly but steadily, yeah.
So guys, what kind of feedback have you gotten from the USA for your music?
There were a lot of CD reviews, and there was this one that said they wish every band, I mean today's bands, would be like us, because we're not this mainstream emo band, but we keep playing melodic music. We don't care about trends and fashions. We just keep playing what we like.
Where can listeners find your music on internet, like MySpace, official site, for example?
Yeah, we have an official site. It's www.reflected.hu, but we're on MySpace too. It's myspace.com/reflectedpunkrock.
Sweet. So guys, that's all for the interview. Thanks a lot for doing this. Any last words that you'd like to say to the listeners? Even something in Hungarian, perhaps?
Yeah, first of all, thank you.
Yeah, Marcus, thank you for interviewing.
Yeah, because it's a pretty huge thing for us.
No
we can
problem.
Talk to you guys through the radio.
Exactly, no problem.
Yeah.
And see you guys one day in the USA, hopefully on a tour.
Yeah.
Any Hungarian words you'd like to say? Well, again, guys, this is Mark reporting for The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye bye.
as a ghost. That was reflected on punkradiocast.com. In the midst of that interview, we heard another one from them called Welcome to California. I'm just on their MySpace page right now, and they have a few videos up that you can watch online. You can also find links to pick up both of their albums, Paradise Found, their most recent release in 2008, and their debut release, Into the Line, from 2006. Now we're going to switch gears here for the last little bit of the show and play some songs off of a compilation CD that I was mentioning earlier. The disc itself is called Northern Aggression, Project Boneyard Volume 2. And what the hell is that all about? Well, let me tell you. Insurgents Records has teamed up with the Turn It Down campaign and a host of bands, show promoters, crews, and other individuals to bring you this compilation. The scene is stepping up again to challenge the spread of fascist propaganda and quite honestly bad music, like Project Schoolyard, which is a lackluster CD sampler that was crapped out by a US-based bonehead label in an attempt to recruit youth to the white power movement. Now, I'm all for diversity of music and having your own say in what you want to write, but there's just some fucking stupid ideas that are permeating our culture, and they've been around for a while, and we need to stomp them out again, I think. Our subculture has always played to the tune of having a laugh, you know, having a say, and our message to the fascists is get out of what was never yours to begin with. The kids on the street won't be fooled, and we will never abandon turf to self-serving freeloaders like you and the muck that you spread. So for fans of real street music, you enjoy this comp and smash fascism wherever it rears its ugly head. Let's get into the first song off this, and like I say, we're going to talk about this in a few shows to come. We'll take a proper look at this compilation and a lot of what it's fighting against, and I think we're going to get an interview with someone involved with the Turn It Down campaign, so stay tuned for that in grinds to come. But right now, let's get into the first track that we're going to be playing today off Project Boneyard Volume 2. It's The Oppressed with I Don't Wanna.
Segregate. I don't wanna be like you. Don't wanna live with hate.
Time's Up from Hold a Grudge, and that's actually an unreleased track, courtesy of the band. And there's a lot of cool stuff on this album, obviously a great message behind it, but a lot of unreleased tracks have made their way onto a format in this release as well. Of course, before that Hold a Grudge track, we heard The Oppressed with I Don't Wanna. Up next, another great song off of Northern Aggression, Project Boneyard Volume 2. This is the Blacko Brigade with Pushed Too Far. Brigade with Pushed Too Far. Now we've got one more song left here in volume 59 of the show that's coming off of that Northern Aggression Project Boneyard volume 2 compilation that we'll be taking a closer look at in the weeks to come. This is Union Made with Left to Right. I'll catch you guys next week. Have a good one. Right, and willing to kill for religion.